You're holding daf samach aleph from an aleph on top. That the Gemara starts off and says, it says in the Mishnah again, that simonim yoif le nemru. The simonim of an oif Torah, and the Torah doesn't say exactly what are the simonim. Samari asked the question, v'loy, is that true that the Torah doesn't say simonim? V'atani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says nesher. Nesher, that's an eagle, and that's an oif tumeya. So the topic more dash looks like this. Ma nesher, just like a nesher, an eagle. Miyuchud shein lo yetzba yisera. It does not have an extra toe like we had before on the top of the palm like, and also vizefek, it doesn't have a crop, viyein kukopono nikloch, and its stomach, the kurkubin, you cannot peel off the skin of it, vidoris viyechel, it like, it attacks the other bird, it attacks its derisit, and viyechel eats it. Like these are four simonim of a noif tomei. So Rashi explains, the Nesher Huska B'Tumeyim. It says this in the Torah by the Parsha of Oif Tumeya. V'don B'Ninav. We learn about B'Ninav Himenu. The Ma Nesher, just like this eagle. Miyuchar, it's separate. Deim Le'echud Mikol HaSimonim Alor. It doesn't have even one of these Simonim. The Tomei Av Kol Shem Le'echud Mikol HaSimonim Alor Min Nesher U'V'Tomei. Any other bird that doesn't have even one of these Simonim is considered a Tumeya. Av Rashi says Av Al-Oish Av Al-Oif any other bird that has at least one of these simonim, tor, the locher then that oif is tor. The kosh can have a sure shnayim, a shloshet that has two or three of these simonim. Oikulam, chutz me'al oifas and mefroshim b'pashas, excluding the oifas that the Torah says clearly. There are 24 oifas t'meyas, excluding those 24 the Torah says clearly are t'meya. Shigzeras akosahu, shafo pi shiyesh bem simitaira, even though there are a few of them that has some simonitaira, like we'll see later on, still they are tummy. But the high loimarbia liminesher, the enough tummy biel of me marb, when the apostle says nesher means any other bird that's also a type of an eagle. But other birds, Rashi says, he can't include, because the Torah speaks that clearly the 24 oifers tumeis, so there are no other oifers that are tummy. The Torah says the ones that are tummy, they're not saying the ones that are tor, because there are more terim than tumeim. So the 24 birds that are tummy, the Torah speaks them out. However, when it says nesher, there's binyanavis, there could be other birds that are like a nesher that are also tummy. But I call upon them, we see simonim, you have the Torah, that what's called an oif tummy. It has to have one of these, it has to have one of these simonim. Then the Gemara says, turim. When the Torah says turim, that's the dove. Is Shieshlem Etzba Yisera, the Turim, that's the Oif Tor, that does have an extra toe on it. The Zephyr, it has a crop. The Kukavona Niklef, and its stomach, the Kukavon, you could peel off the skin. The Yen Dorosim Viechel, does not trot on something and eat it. Turim, that's an Oif Tor. So we learn out from this bird of Turim, Af Kok Yotzeben. Turim, any other Oif that's like this, that has these Simonim, are also Turim. So Rashi speaks out, later the Gemara asks the question, the Chur here at Smashma, that it's only Tor, if it has all of these four Simonim, like the Turim. Before we just said the opposite, it's only a Nesher that's Tomei, that has all these Simonim Tomeim. But Mashma, if you have an Oif, that has at least just one Sim in Tyra, one of these things, either it has a Zephek, or else it has a Kuk of a Niklof, or else it's Einadurus, or else it does not have a Netzbi Yisera, or else if it has a Netzbi Yisera, Mashma, any one of these Simonim will be Turim. But I call upon him, how could our Mishnah say the Torah doesn't say the simonim of a knife? And here we dash in psukim like these are the simonim? Like we're telling us what are the simonim of a knife? What's a sim in Tyre and what's a sim in Temeya? So we're into what the Mishnah means to say like this, Omer Abaya, Lenema Pirushim Midivre Torah. In the Torah itself, it does not say clearly what are these simonim. Rashi says, Lenispashra simonim mamish patera. The Torah doesn't say clearly what the simonim are. Elo, Midemone Turin Peturim, just since the Torah says this bird Turim amongst the Turim, the Hani is Naibu, and this Turim, this dove, has all of these four Simonim, and also the Torah says the bird Nesher that's Tomei, and that has a Dalit Simonim that are Tomeim. So from this we learn out, these are Simoni Turim, these are Simoni Tomeia. But the Torah doesn't say clearly, that's what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah means to say that Simoni Oif, Lenemru Baturim, it doesn't say clearly, it's only a Yidrosho. The Gemara says, it's only Medivrei Sofrim, where we dash in the Psukim, that's how we know what these Simonim are. Another one says, Tony Rabbi Chiya, Bechiya sounds like, learned like this, that Oif Habo B'Simenecha Tor, if an Oif that comes and it has at least one of these four simonim, only one of them, it's still Tor, Lefi Shein Doimer LeNesher, because it's not Doimer to the Nesher, to the eagle. That what Nesher, the less Leklau, who do Leitechel? Only a bird like a Nesher, like an eagle, that doesn't have one of these simonim, and has all four simonim Tameim, therefore it's Rossetit. But if you have a bird that has one of these four simonim, with that alone you'll be able to eat from it. Again, providing you know for sure it's not part of those 24 birds, Temeim that the Torah speaks out. Now the Gemara says, why is this halacha? Why don't I learn out from Turim? That Ma Turim Diikakulu, maybe you know when a bird is tor, only if it has all four simonim. Just like these Turim, these doves, they have all four simonim. They have the Netzpa Yisera, they have the Zephyr, they have the Kukubar Niklef, and they're not Beris. So maybe only a bird like a Turim is Tor. That the Iko Kule Abo, Af Hochinami, Adiko Kule Dalit. Maybe only an knife that has all four simonim is Tor. So how do we know to say no, that even a knife with just one simon is Tor? So Mr. says that would be true in Cain, Shar Oifas Temeim, the Kosar Rachman Alamali. Why does there have to say other Oifas Temeim? If the pshat is that a knife tor is only that has all four simonim, so let the Torah just say the word turim, and Melai would know that all the other oifas that don't have all four simonim are tamei. That's the question. If so, in came shar oifas tamei, why does the Torah speak out 24 oifas that are tamei? Tameim, the kosher rachman ramali. Let's learn it all out from a turim, that only a bird that has all four simonim are tor. Now, since the Torah has to speak out these other birds that are Tameim, that's the proof to say that no, that even though Turim has all four Simonim Taira, you do not really need all four Simonim. Really, it would be enough just to have one Simon. So therefore, I need the Limudim to teach us that there are the 24 Oifos that are Tameim, even though some of them do have maybe one Simon Taira. But those 24 are Tameim. Now, the more still is, but Venelof Minayu, less or not from them. And if they say, Mahosom Tlosso Vleyachlinin, Av Kol Tlosso Vleynechel, Rashi Vinele, Rashi Zeminayu, Mahosom Tlosso Vleyachlinu, Av Kol Tlosso Vleynechel, the Choshchen Trevichad, that these Oifas, that, in other words, let's turn out from these Oifas, that Oifas Temeim, that even though they have like three Simonim, still they're no good, since they don't have all four, is Av Kol Tlosso. For Lenechol, the Choshchen Shrevichad, and Avad, if this Oif only has one simon or two simonim, for sure we cannot eat from it. Because maybe Taki only have to have four simonim to make a tor. So, Rasim Kain, if so, Orif, the raven, the Kosar Rachman Alomli, why does the Torah speak out clearly that an Orif is an Oif Tomei? Hashtad Yisle Tlosa, Loyachlinon, Madre Telemi Oifas that even have three simonim Taira. Still, you can eat them. The Yisle Tremi Boi, so this Orif only has two simonim of Taira. So for sure you can eat it. Like, what does the Torah have to speak out the word Orif for? And Lamai, since Torah says speaks out the word Orif, Mashman Oif Tor does not have to have all four simonim, but it's enough just to have these few simonim, or one. Now we must still let's know the Leila from the Orif, but still let's learn out from an Orif, from the raven. Mahosam Treloi, just like the raven, it only has two simonim, and it's no good. Af kol treloi, any time that it doesn't have two simonim, it should be treif. So how could you tell me with one simon alone it's kosher? Let's at least learn out from the raven that you have to have at least more than two, because the raven tak has two simoni tyrant, so it's no good. So Mar says that will be true, that everyone that has two is no good or less. In claim of so, teres v'yaznia. The kosher rachman alomli, was it there after right, the bird of a teres and an aznia? They only have one simon Tumeya. They have three simonim Taira, and so it's no good. Hashda the Yisle Trelechlin, a Madrecha knife that has two simonim. You can eat the Yisle Chad Miboi, but only has one simon, isn't it for sure? In other words, the Peres and the Yaznia, these two birds, they only have one simon Taira. They have three simonim like Tumeya, and only one simon Taira. And still we need the Pasuk to say that they are Tumeyan. That's the question. Lomali, hashtu the Yisle Trelech Lemadach, the Orif, that has already two Simonim Taira. You say it's no good. So yislechad mi boi, the person is there, that only has one simin tyro, isn't it for sure it's no good? Evermai, it's right that the person is near, no, even though it has one simin tyro, without also may be good. Smor still says no, the nigma mi perasvi is near, lest they're not from the perasvi is near, that even though they have one simin tyro, it's no good. So how could we say before we have an oif with one of these four simonim? It's enough to say it's kosher. Learn out from the peros v'yazni, even though it has one sim, it's still a treif. It's temeya. Samara says, no, and came if so, nesher, the kos rachmon alomali. Why do we have to have the word nesher? Nesher has all four simonim temeyim. So who is a kabuchayim, a madach v'yazniya, that only has one sim and is no good, so the has one sim in Tyra, so the oirav that has none, pshita that's no good. The nesher that has none, pshita it's no good. And the Gemara says, "Hashta the yishlei chad leechlinun maduch these parasas near that has one simen tyre, he can eat from it. The lest leklau mi boi, the nesher that does not have any simonim tyre. They have all the four simonim temeyim is mi boi. So Gemara says this: Ela nesher the lest leklau who do leitecho. The pshat like this. All the reason why the Torah chazes over a nesher is like this: a nesher that's the simen that it's an oif tamei." Because it does not even have one of these simonim tyra, that's why you can't eat from it. And is the maskana or the islei chad ochol? But any other bird that's not one of these 24 eifers temeyos and echanami, even though it only has one simon tyra, you'll have to eat from it. It's must as if so. We have a time with the cross of rachmon and nesher. How do you make this deal? Because the Torah said the word nesher eagle. Hold out for if the Torah went to said it. Having met what I thought to say, lelech meperos viosnia. What I thought to say, dem meperos viosnia. That what? Even though it has one sim in Tyra, still it's Temeya, it's no good. Smar says, why? Hevelei peres v'yozniya shneik suma boin ki yechod. V'cho shneik suma boin ki yechod, rei melamdin. Adrabba. Since the Torah has to say it twice, that these two birds are Temeya, rei mashmoni is, these two birds are no other birds. Like these two birds says, especially, even though they have one sim in Tyra, still they're no good. So here I should learn out, that, so you want to say, without the word nesher, I will learn out from here that one simon is no good. This remains shnei simon boin ki yechod, and therefore I'm alamdin. And therefore, even without the pasuk for nesher, still I would know that as long as Maif has one simon tyro, it's tor. So what do I have to have the word nesher for? Let it be shnei simon boin ki yechod that this osnia and the peres, these are the two eifers, that even though they only have one simon tyro, still they're no good. Smashm, only these two are no good. But any other one, any other oif that has at least one simen tyra would be good. Smor says no. I'll tell you that heavenly peres v'yozniya shneik suman boin ki yechod, and the klal is v'shneik suman boin ki yechod is a melamdin. They're called like shneik suman boin ki yechod here. They're both teaching us the same chiddush, that even though they only have one simen of tyra, still they're no good. But it's two psukim, so you can't learn any other place. So Mela, without the word v'neshra, I would have thought to say that an oif that has only one simon tyra is no good. I would have thought they say maybe you have to have all four simon in tyra. That's what the Torah starts to say. The word nesh, the teachers know, only an oif like a nesh that's no good, that has no simon in tyra. But as long as an oif has at least one simon tyra, and again, it's not one of these 24 oifers tameyas, as the Torah says, that oif is kosher. Smur still says no. Gemir, of course, we learned, Diyiko Baho, Lekabho, Odikabo, Lekabo, Chinakpik Sidishnake Suman Burn Kiyechod, these two oifers, the Paris and the Osniya. Because even though both of them only have one simitaira, but still the one that one has does not have the other one. So again, it's not a Kiddush or Snake Suman Burn Kiyechod, it's only teaching us the Kiddush that this one simon is no good and that one simon is no good. But Enechanami, if it's not called Snake Suman Burn Kiyechod, then the question is, what do I have to have the limit from Nesher for? Even without the word Nesher, I know that only this one is no good, even though it has one Sima Mashma, any other Oifto, with one Sima Tara, it would be good. Samara says no. I tell you, it's Luke Siddish, Shnake, Suman, Burn, Kiyachar over here, because Samara is like this. Michti, let's see. Esrim v'yabo Oifos Timayim Hevi. There are 24 different Oifos Timayim. Now, the klal is that Efsho Dechad Yika Behanach Leka Behani, it's not possible to say that of all 24, like true, the person is near only has one simitaira. But the simit that one has, you want to tell him it's not the same as the other one, but within the 24 oifers, there has to be at least a few of them that has the same simonim. If so, since there are a few oifers that have the same simonim, it's still the Torah says it twice,
that's Tumeya, still the Hevelu Shneik Saman Branchi Echud. So still it should remain the Klal of Shneik Saman Branchi Echud. Samar says no. Gemira the Klal like this, that Esrim V'yabo Eifes Tumeim Hevi is true. The Torah mentions 24 different Eifes that are Tumeim. Now V'yabo Simonim, there are four simonim of Tumah that we had before, whether they're Doris, Ein Kukav, or Niklof, they have the Etzba Yisera, and they don't have a Zefek. So those are the four simonim. Now, Tlosa Hadri Bekula, Esrim, 20 of these birds have three of these simonim. Tlosa Hadri Bekula, Esrim, Bekula, Esrimihem Shloisha Shloisha, that 20 of them have three simonim. Utrei Bo'erev, the Oerev has two. Chad the Paris of Chad Biasnia. So it comes out, Yisra Bo'er, Lester Bo'er, or has this one, it doesn't have that one. So it should always still remain, Shneik Sum and Boyan Kiyachod. So still, what do I have to have the word the Nesher for? Even without the Oif, the Nesher, I would know that as long as you have one Sim in Tyra, the Oif Taker is Tor. Smar still says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say, Lelef Minei, still I could learn out from these Oifis. Rashi, therefore, Kosa Rachmona Nesha. Torah writes the word Nesha again. The eagle teaches us Nesha, the less like Klal. The Nesha has four simonim Tameya. It does not even have one simon Tyra. For such an oif like the Nesha, who do I take? For the Ikor, the Yisle Chad, any other bird that comes, not one of these 24, that at least has one simon Tyra, then the Locher is the Ikor, the Yisle Chad Echol, that you're allowed to eat it. The kids back to Limud. That as long as any oif that has one simitaira, it's kosher to eat. That's why the Torah says the word nesher again, extra to teach us that only such an oif like a nesher that has all four simonim tumeya, that's what's also to eat. Ben Chami, any other oif, as long as it has at least one simitaira on it, it's mutta to eat. Again, providing that we know for sure it's not one of these 24. Smur is the question now, so elitur in the kosher rachmona lomali. How come the Torah had to write that the doiv, the turim, it's kosher to eat, and we know a doiv, a turim, has all four simonim? Like, what did the Torah have to write it for? The Chub Shita. Once we have the pasuk of Nesher, we know as long as there's one sim in Tyra, it's mutter to eat it. So, Shita, you're allowed to eat the turim. So, why does the pasuk have to write that the doiv, the turim, the doiv, is kosher Shita? So, what says Anachanami? Omer Ravuk, 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 Ravachoma, Lekorbin. That the Chiddush is that a Turim, this is the Yoif that's kosher for Korban. This is the only type of an Oif that we have. The Turim of Bnei Yoinah, the older one and the younger one, this is the only type of a bird we have that's kosher for Korban. That's why the Torah writes it. The Renach Nami, at the Etzim, Heter Achilo, that will be Pshita. As long as it has one Simin, it'll be kosher be Achilo. Well, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Bukva Bachomo, Lil Korban, that's Derets. Omer Rav Nachum Nachuman says, Ho Yibokye Behen. More top on that Samach Beis Amar Aleph. Ho Yibokye Behem Mushmaseim. If somebody knows clearly the names of the bird, he's a Bokye, and he knows the names of them, to say the Locher is now that follows the say that Oif Abba B'Simenech Tor, that any Oif that comes now and it has at least one Simen Tor, it's Tor. If you know the names of this bird, and you know for sure these names, the name of this bird, is not one of the 24 Oifers Temeya, and it has one Simen Tor, you know it's an Oif Tor. What's going to be loy hoye boki ben uvish masayin? Let's say you're not a boki, you do not know these birds by name. You do not know the exact name of this bird. Then it's no good. Bisimen echotomi. If it only has one simen tyra, it's no good. Because you have to be afraid maybe it's the Paris or the Yasnia that also only has one simen tyra. And they are traced. But since you don't know the name of this bird, you're not a boki in it. Or be also teeth the bird. Then the Mordechai says, what's going to be the bishnei simonim? Let's say a bird comes to us and has two simonim tyra, then lemaisa tor, then the bird is tor. But again, v'hu sheyak orif, for providing that the person knows what a raven looks like. Because a raven also has two simonim tyra and still is tomei. So if you know what a raven looks like and you know this bird is not a raven, then achrami, if it has two simonim, then it'll be tor. You know it's not a nazni, it's not a paris, and therefore you know it's tor. First question, Oriv Bisulay is the only one you have to check out for just an Oriv and no other bird. Samara says, but Tani, we learned Oriv. When the Pastor says Oriv, the raven is the Oriv. True, that's the raven. Then the Pastor says, Lemina to its own kind. So what does Lemina mean? We have Lezuwaim Elohavi Es Azoriz. It comes to include this bird called the Zoriz.
Rashi says, who is Tronilim? So, you see, it's not only the Oreb that has two simonim treif, but this other bird also.
These people living in the city of Tamros and Yehuda, they used to eat this bird called the Zoriz. Because it has a scimitar, it has a crop to it. And Rashi says, these are not the same two simon that has by Nerv. When we come Makom, Aimly Yelishnam, it only has two, and they used to eat from it. So Gemara says, Amalehen, so Rabbi Eliezer answered back to them and said, that Afhein Asutim Litin Asadin, the law still have to give an account for what they're doing, and Rabbi Eliezer holds they're wrong, and Stark off to teach it, because he has two Simonim Tyrim, and the Apostle says, Orif Leminoi, Lemina comes to include this bird, the Zorah, that's also off to teach. So Kit is not only the Urav you'll have to recognize, you'll have to recognize the Zoras also. Dovrach, another pshat is like this. Dovrach, the Pesach said, eliminated to its own time. Lahavi comes to include Zanunis, Levoina, a white Zanunis, that's also a bird that's treif with Asatit. The Hebrew Rebbe Lezir, the words of Rebbe Lezir. Ormulais, again, the Chom said back to Rebbe Lezir, Ay, v'lo yanshe golil elyon, the people living in Glil elyon, Oichle noisren, they used to eat this bird, called the Sanusa, it had this simintaira that its kurkavon was able to peel off the skin that you could peel it off, and that's a simintaira. Omalahem, so Blazer said back to them, no, you should know, Afein Asut Lina Sadin, Echem Vloslav to give a din v'cheshbin. They're doing wrong. Da'akoponim, according to Blazer, you have these other birds also that's treif, not only the Yerif. So how could you say any bird that comes with two simonim, as long as you know it's not an Yerif, it's kasha? So as Rada Enechnam, Yel Yerif, the whole minoruf. It means an uruf, any other minoruf. And Echlami, as long as you makir what a raven is, and what any other these other minim, either the sanvusa or the zoriz, if you know those two birds also, and the bird you have now does not look like them, but has two simonim tyre, and Echlami, then it'll be mutatit. Omra Samema says like this, Tokusa, what's the lochom? The roif habo b'simenecha tor. A roif that comes that has one simin, it's tor. For who do I doris? But providing it does not trample on other birds, does not seize other birds. Omli Rav Ashlam Amema, so Rashi said to Amema, Hod Rav Nachman Mai, what do you do with Rav Nachman's halacha? So Rashi is saying, Rav Nachman before is the one that said, you have to be a boki in these other ones, because otherwise we're afraid maybe it's a paris was near. So how could you say a bird that comes with one simen, it's kosher, as long as you know for sure it's not Doris. The Rashi explains, what does it mean to say it's not Doris? That ki mishkechinu bei simenecha mechaskinu lei betor, kol kamad lei chazinen lei de Doris. We don't see that seizes other birds for its food. V'niru li Rashi says, shekol lei fanoisen ragle aloichol, any food that puts its feet around the food, ki shorechla, when it eats it, or ma'avzika bragne, holds it in its feet, shelo yonu, shenat move, v'lo yinoto kuloi, eitzopiv, that's called drisa. V'chein derech orvim shegedelim bebeteim shekari kuka. So kids, as long as the bird is not dirus and it has one simen tyrom, so according to Meimer, it's mutatidit. I had a question Nachum before said, you have to be a boki b'shmeseim. Or Malaysia said, back to Malay Shmili, I did not hear that. Kaleim amin to say, less freely, I do not hold like him. He does not hold like Rav Nachman. Zmar says, my Ika, because what are you afraid about this bird that has only one simen? That maybe. My Ika, Mishum Paris, Vizniya, Yo Suffolk is maybe, it's a Paris, or it's a Vizniya, Les Nayo Biyishuv. Those two birds are not Biyishuv. So if you don't have to be afraid of him, talk about the name is Pshat. You don't have to be afraid, they're not Biyishuv, they're not around where we live. Therefore, if you find the bird Biyishuv where people live, you don't have to be afraid of that. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Oif hamisaret kosher, a bird that scratches like, it's kosher. Letiris mitzera, you're allowed to use it for tiris mitzera. She says, shoot tzipor abatera. This is called the tzipor, which the Torah was talking about. A nerf that's misaret, a bird that scratches. Vizuhi sanunis levaina. That's called the sanunis levaina. Shenechlu kubor reblazer v'chomin. That there was a machlokes, Reb Lezer and a comment about this. Amar Amema says like this: Bechiyua car say if the stomach, the belly of it is white, kuliyam la pliga dishori. Everybody holds then that this sanunis is kosher to use for the tipori of a mitzera. Ki pliga, where's the machlekes vidiruka karsa, where its belly is green, that's where the machlekes is. Reb Lezol, that oif is also. For Rabbanan show the Rabbanan still, even though the belly is green, still is kosher. And Loch is like Reb Lezer. The Reb Lezer holds, it's not kosher. If the belly is green of this bird, then it's also. Mazutra Masi Yochim, Reb Zutra learned the Machlekes like this. Vidyeruka Karso, where the belly of this bird is green. Kulyamle Pligdi Yost, there's no Machlekes, everybody agrees that it's also. Ki Pligu is the Machlekes, Vidyeruka Karso, where the stomach is, where the belly is white, that's the Machlekes. Reb Lezer, it's Reb Lezer, it's also. Rabbanan short, Rabbanan hold, no, it's Mutter. The Ilkus and Lochus Kirabonin, that the Bonin say that it's Mutta. The Ilkus and Kirabonin the Shari. So it's like this. Bishlam, I understand, is very good. Laman, the Yama, Bichiura, Kasa, Pliga, the Machlekes, where the stomach is white. Haina, the tongue, that's why it says, Zuhi, Sanunis, Levaina. This is the Sanunis, Levaina. That's where the Machlekes is. It says that this bird calls it with the white belly. El, Laman, the Yama, Bichiura, Pliga, the Machlekes is, where it's green. For Mayis and Nunes Lavana, what do you mean to say? It's the white one, it's not the white one. That's not where the Machlekes is. The Machlekes is where it's a green one. It's more so true. The reason why it says it, La Fuke de Bote Yuchme, means to exclude. Rashi says Bote means Hagdolos, Fi Hadoros Bikiros about them, the ones that live in the walls of the house. Or Shchoros saying those are black. That for sure is not part of the Shiloh. That's why it says Lashon of a white one means La Fuke, not the black one. But really, the machlokes is where the kug, where the stomach belly is green. Omer Rachba, Omer Rav Yehuda, Tosil Posel Mishum Turim. This bird called the Tosil. Rashi says Minyoinu, it's type of a pigeon. So you know it's Posel Mishum Turim. It's like it's no good. It's too old for Turim. But the kosher Mishum Benayyina, it's kosher for the Benayyina. Rashi says Posel Mishum Turim in Bola Viyu Mishiyas when it comes old, but there is Turim. Yeah, that's no good. But it's kosher to be yitzah for b'nei yoyna was only 1 year old. The atzifi v'turin sharachva. Rashi says the atzifi means turin, type of doves. So the atzifi v'turin sharachva. Rashi says kachshimon, that was the name of this bird, is ksherim mishim turin. When the age of turin is like a kosher. But if psulim mishim b'nei yoyna, so when not be yotz of the posos as pitch b'nayyina, they're no good. For pigeons, they're no good. Most of Rav Dunia bar of Ktina. He asked a question like this. Says, Kola oifois, sulin, poislin mechates, all birds, the pasol mechates, chutz b'nayyina, excluding the yoyna, the raven, mevnei shemoytzitzois, because it sips up the water, it's moytzitz. Moytzit means it like sucks up the water. Does here the shawl of passing the mechat, as Rashi says, means the other oifers some shosim if they drink from it, if they, because they don't suck it up. Ela magvien piem liachas shakotas asamayim. After the water goes in, like they pick up the mouth. So it's considered like they're doing malocha with the water. And that's malocha. Anytime you do malocha with the water becomes posel mechatis. So any other bird that drinks from this water, the water becomes posel for mechatis. If it sucks it up. Now, the emissive is true to what you're saying. Listening, chutz mi yoin of a tossel. The Shudra says also, chutz mi yoin of a tossel. Shurashi, the tossel, min yoinu, should have said, chutz, why only say min yoinu? Should have said min yoinu of a tossel. Tossel, this bird is also a min yoinu. And the summer also, it's moitzates. So the water should still be kosher. So the Moritz says, no, Amrav Zero, ze moitzates of Makia. True, they both sip it up, but one vomits it up, spits it out again, and one does not. Rashi says, Tosil moitzit su makiyah. Afilu hochi min yoyna. It's like a type of a yoyna, but it's not mamish like a yoyna. Only the water that a yoyna drinks, that's kosher, because it sips it up, and no water falls back in again. Mashenkein, the tosil, even though it's a type of a yoyna, but it sips up the water, and then it spits it back in again. So the water comes back in again, on that we're afraid to say, it's considered like malacha was done. As the other oifers, they pick up the water, and some water drops down. So the water that drops back in again, that water is considered like it was nasa malacha, therefore it's poslo mechatis. So it's the water that a yoma drinks, that's the only oif that's still the water, still kosher. Because the moshah, they sift up the water, so whatever water goes into the mouth, they drink it down. None of that water falls back again into the water, therefore the water is still kosher lo mechatis. Another one says, Omer, Yudhavudhi says, Hani kufshini tzutzayno is kshem lagabim mizbeyach. Rashi says, these are turim b'loshin arami. These type of doves, tzutzuni, Rashi says, Rashem akoymim. So the kitzayno kivshani tzutzuni, these type of doves, shino aksherim lagabim mizbeyach. And the Mor says, vehein hein turim shel rachba. These are the same type of birds, the turim, that are found in rachba. So Mor says, Meitzah, I have a question. When the Pesach says Ezov, you take an Ezov, so a Darshan v'loy Ezov Yovan, not a Greek or Ezov. Rashi says, v'chol leilu min Ezov, the type of an Ezov, v'sheish lem shem levoy, they have another nickname to it. Alma shem levoy posim, the Torah says take an Ezov, the high stops, so from its era, so it's only an Ezov by itself, none of it has another nickname with it. And v'loy Ezov kuchli, v'loy Ezov reimi, v'loy midbari, v'loy kol ezev, sheish lo shem levoya, any type of an ezev that has another nickname, even though called after the name of the city where